I'm a hippo.
Broadcast Hippo, digital media. Morning, everybody. Show's powered by cannabis. That's the stuff that you can smoke and you can forget your troubles, or you can ingest it through a gummy, or you can use it for a topical. Let's say you have a, like, my thumb hurts. I don't know what both my thumbs hurt my whole life almost, I think. I don't remember, but they hurt now. And I get some of this topical stuff and I massage it on there, and my thumbs feel better. I don't know. It's a weird thing. I think it might be, I don't know if it's text thumb. I don't know what it is, but I know when I was a kid, I was a catcher and I hit a ball, hit my hand right there. And that thumb has hurt ever since. But now
the other thumb.
Yes. The thumb joined the party. It's like, it was almost like it's faking. It's almost like this thumb's faking it because this thumb's getting all the attention. So now this thumb wants attention. I don't know what it is, man. It's really weird. But anyway, it can all be cured by cannabis. Everything can be cured by cannabis. So get some.
Whatever way you get it in or on your body, it will help you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Teebs.green, of course, is the website. Teebs.green sounds odd, but I think they're the first .green ever. Teebs.green. Or you can go see him live in person in Adrian. Welcome to the show, everybody. I have a computer missing. It's been taken from me. So we're just going to start and just roll into it. Hi, everyone. Hello. Welcome. Hope you had a great holiday. How was your holiday, everybody? Was it good? I had a great holiday.
Yeah. How was your holiday? I mean, are you fully recovered from your Monday Cedar Point trip?
Yes,
I understand that that took a whole day and of recovery. So how was that?
We got home. Well, because we were leaving Tuesday, so we got home Tuesday morning. So but no, it was awesome. And it's our first time back Sunday. We didn't have anything to do. And we're like, all right, you know what? The kids want to go to Cedar Point. They just brought it up. And I'm like, well, let's go. So we hadn't done that, in almost a year and a half, probably. So last season, no. And then, during the season before, it kind of just shut down. So we said, okay, but you have to make a reservation. You can't just go to Cedar Point anymore like you used to. You have to make a reservation and go. So there's one loophole to that. And the loophole is if you get a hotel room down there, then they save some spots for people that are the hotel guests. So
right. Right now, I just got to cut you off. I am never going to allow you to talk about being broke or anything again if you're able to just take spontaneous hotel book trips to Cedar Point.
Chris, he didn't jump on the Concorde and take his family to London. Like, he went to Sandusky. Like, it's I'm not talking about the travel.
The tickets are expensive. The hotel is expensive. This dude dropped significant coin.
Don't act like I went to the French Riviera.
Yeah. He's like, so the kids looked up at me and they said, Dad, I want to go to Paris. And you were like, well, let's go. We're not doing anything on Sunday.
Him calling kids to Cedar Point in a hotel room. But, this dude dropped some coin.
But let me just tell you, we got to make reservations, get the plane tickets, pack your bags. You have your Paris bags ready? All right.
Okay, so first off, Chris, I will tell you that the ticket is $100 for the year. Mm-hmm. And so there's it's $700. But my mom pays for it for us. And she does, you can do it in like 6-month installments. So you pay like $100 a month for 7 months. And then you're set for the year. So she did that 2 years ago because last year they gave it a push, and this year is the same as well. So
this was a lovely gambling reference you just used. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that came straight out of Grifters. So it was a push. Good shit.
So we already had the passes, and here's the thing. Cedar Point is really a great value because let's say it's a $1 billion amusement park. I don't know, half a billion, 200 million, whatever it is. It's it's an amusement park. And then we have the season passes, plus we have the dining package, plus we have the drink package. So that means you get to eat every 4 hours and you get to drink like every hour or something. So, and you pay for it. It's for all season. So we can go down there with no money and we can eat dinner down there and we can do everything down there. And it not cost us anything additional to what we've already got.
That's a budget baller move.
And
I want to congratulate you for embracing your Donald Palicki and, you know, making a weekend and finding deals. I mean, sure maybe you ate it a little bit on the hotel, but honestly, you know, when you go down there with speak of the devil, and so when you go down there,
when you invoke,
you have. Yeah, I know. He's like Candyman. you say Donald Palicki five times, and then poof, he comes out and tells you all the best shit about the new Kia. And so, but that's like, that's a great, great time. And yes. I think it would, like I told Kara, you know, I think the only time that would be like, it would be cool for me is, you know, if we spent like the night somewhere, because like when we go, like my family likes to pack all of the shit in on a day. And that makes that's not fun for me.
No,
you know, I'm a meanderer. I like to just wander the fuck around with no like, and then, but if I'm rushed, then I want to leave because I don't like that shit.
No, D, you're 100% right. Like that's the best thing about the passes is that, you know, you're going to be going back again and again. So you don't have to cram everything into one day. You can do one part of the park. You can do a couple good rides. You can enjoy the scenery. You can look at people watch, because you know, you're going to be coming back. You don't, it's not like you travel to Disney and you've got to rush and get it. Disney's the worst because you got to rush and get it all in and you're going from morning till night. Well, it's not like that, man. You could just cruise because you know, you're going to be back next week or in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever. So it doesn't have to be like that. You're 100% right. Cause I hate those trips where, and then you got to pack everything with us. You don't, we just go because we have the dining package and the drink package. So we don't have to pack anything. We just go. We're not going to be hungry. We're not going to be thirsty. We get the free admission. It's awesome. Go ahead, D.
The one thing that, like, when you talk about the drink package and things like that, like, I was so mad because that happens to be the one English sentence those kids know is you have to wait 1 hour for a drink. I'm like, first of all, there's plenty of English words you could have embraced, but telling me I can't run back and get another root beer for another hour? I don't, like, your name is a symbol on your plate here, but you said I have to wait an hour perfectly, like you were born in Toledo. I don't like it.
Well, and here's the great part about the drink package is we were looking for these things like they are called, I call them pots of gold throughout the amusement park. And the reason I call them pots of gold is because they have these Coke machines, the magic Coke machine that have like 75 different.
Yeah.
These Coke machines, I'm trying to think of a restaurant that has them.
Some Wendy's have them.
Oh, yeah. The Wendy's in Harrisburg has them, yes. And they're amazing. You can just mix and match everything. Oh, I mean, I don't know how they fit all that shit into one.
It's got to be like a vat somewhere.
Look at you. Look at you guys. Look at you guys falling for the bullshit. Look at you. What? They just they made you a part-time employee by handing you a cup, and just because they put it in a cool ass machine, you guys are cool working there for no money. Like, yes. For real. You want to raise? Well, I'm going to need you to fill up my soda. That's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to like take a little ramekin, the paper ramekin, and when I ask for ketchup, push that bitch down, cuz that's $17 an hour. That's what I'm saying, Bubba.
But here's the problem is you don't know what you want. Like for me, it's a last minute decision for what I want. I couldn't have someone. I couldn't even explain my drink.
Like, you might want a little vanilla. You might want a little cherry. maybe a splash of lemon. Okay. Yeah,
maybe make your decision before you get up to the front of the line. Yeah, we're not. We're not like deciding trajectories of rocket ships and stuff here. I mean, come on.
There's
seventy-five choices.
It's a game time decision, Tiefel.
I agree with you, Chris.
Like, yeah, you should make your in the line.
Yeah, but my wife is one of those. She loves to do this shit. Like, we'll decide to go to McDonald's, and then we'll get in the car, and then she'll go, "What do you want?" And I'm like, I don't know until I look at the board. And she's like, "You've been going there for 30 some odd years and you don't know the board." And I'm like, right. No, but I feel like your request is a little like extreme. Like I should be able to determine at that point whether or not I want a quarter pounder or a fillet of fish, like at the board.
Tiefel, George is right. It's McDonald's. Everyone gets the same thing every time. It's not like and the board hasn't changed in 30 years. Now, they have a couple specials they slap on the window with some banners, but the board really hasn't changed. So I don't know why you have to look at the board.
Dude, sometimes I just like to roll up to McDonald's and order like a half pound roast beef with cheddar and
watch their mind blow.
Watch them go. Sir, that's the restaurant right across the street. And I'm like, well, I got stuck in this line. So can you send somebody over there?
Yeah, that's okay. I do have that beef right there with drive-thrus where they make it where you're trapped in the drive-thru in a lot of them. Like you get in the drive-thru and you're like, I'm going to get something here. This sounds really good. And you're in the line. And then either you decide, oh, wait, that place across the way sounds better, or you realize, oh wait, I don't have enough cash on me and I don't want to use my card. Yep. But there's no way for you to get out. You are now trapped in that line. You get up to the speaker, you're like, I don't want anything.
No wonder you're single. You can't even commit to your lunch. Come on. That's your own fault if you're trying to leave halfway through driving through the line.
Or like you get an emergency call. I've had that happen before. Where like I've gotten a call from
what,
my sister.
What was the emergency, Chris? What emergency I got did a call you from my have?
Sister. I got a call from my sister one time that they were on their way to the hospital with one of their kids.
You were the only doctor that could help him?
Did you want to be there?
Are you the emotional support animal? So you had to drive to Flower, or did you have to talk somebody through the surgery?
I had to be there. I had to help out.
What are you helping out?
Whenever one of their kids gets sick or injured and they have to take them to the hospital, I end up being the one having to watch the other ones.
That's later, so you can show up at the house.
They can't leave the house until they have somebody there watching the other one. It's not like she's got 13-year-olds that can watch themselves.
Medical emergencies, all hands on deck. Everybody's in the car. It may shut for you.
Some fresh fries.
Yep. Grab your iPad. We're going to be here for a minute. Your brother needs stitches.
I will back Chris up. There are times where I have had to go out and they do trap you. To where, have you ever tried, and then just you drive past the window and don't make eye contact? He's like, <"Zoom> right
You know,
I've done that actually. Because you ignore them when they ask for your order, you just keep driving. Now you're just like a spy.
Have you ever gotten to the point where you're just like, you know, you've ordered your food, you're in the line, and then you don't want it, but you can't drive away because it'd fuck the guy behind you? He would end up with your, you'd put food one car behind for the rest of the day.
Throw off the space-time continuum, man.
You can't cross streams. Why don't you push your order and you can't cross the streams?
Right. Oh, man. Okay, so they said Five Guys has those amazing Coke machines, which is true. Josh says the new spicy chicken sandwich that's a cheap Chick-fil-A ripoff at McDonald's, it always gets doused in sauce and it's so nasty. I know. Like, it's not good. Chicken is rubbery.
This is a commitment I made to that sandwich. I have had three of them. I had three of them, and the first one was good. The second two were hockey pucks, and I was like, I'm going to give them one more try. One more try, and Ashley, I don't know, you guys remember Ashley's like the fast food like a phenom. Like she just knows everything about fast food. She goes, judging by the time it, she goes, it's 11:30. There actually, everything's still going to be pretty fresh for the lunch menu. So give it one more shot. And I did. And it was amazing. So I'm 2 for 4 right now with the spicy chicken sandwich from McDonald's.
I love Jason says, Batifa takes issue because someone decided to splash some cherry into their Coke. Jeez.
I mean, make the decision while you're ordering the drink. How hard is that?
Still committed. So
like, Colleen made this great one. It was a diet cream soda with some diet Mr. Pibb. So she made a creamy Dr. Pepper. It was
The machines. I use the machines. But you know what I don't do? I don't stand there agonizing over my decision. I choose my drink and I move the fuck on.
Yes, which would make you essential in a plane crash situation when we have to decide who we leave behind. So that nobody's going to agonize over the decision because we've given the decision to Chris.
And then the sorcery of this machine is like, how do they just get all that goodness into one machine? How are they the only ones that have figured
this out? Where is it?
I'm turning around. I'm looking behind. I'm like, how did all this? It's amazing.
It's like the Tesla of soda machines. I can't understand it.
Yes.
I look at it.
Solar powered.
One day I said, soda machine, give me what I desire. And it put a girl tied up in a cup in my hands.
And then we go, okay. So then, speaking of McDonald's, we go there for breakfast. We want to do a quick breakfast and then we kind of eat in line because we had the early entry passes or whatever.
Yeah. Dude,
for 7 of us, and I know that's a lot of people, but it's fucking McDonald's. Dude, this is how outrageous the prices have gotten. For 7 of us, $93 for 7 people for fucking Egg McMuffins. The fuck?
All Egg McMuffins.
No, but I'm just saying basically.
What else did you get? Don't say basically. Well, say basically 7 people got 7 Egg McMuffins.
No.
And the McDonald's you went to charged you $90.
Everyone got two sandwiches for everybody.
Well, if you get the ones with egg, they're like expensive. If you get the sausage and cheese biscuit without the egg, then you're really like working the value menu, because then you're like,
what you need to
like
do
$2.
What you need to do is pre-cook your eggs, order your sausage and biscuit, and then throw those eggs on that bitch once you get that sandwich. and then you roll out and you go, gotcha bitch, and then just drive away.
My go-to there is the Stegel. I call it the Stegel, the steak bagel. Then they have a delicious sauce on there that's good. So I got a steak bagel.
You didn't get the sausage egg McMuffin that you just claimed. That's well, the 7 people got.
Bagel's like $6, man.
What? Yeah. So because if 7 people got the sausage egg and cheese McMuffin, I just looked at the price.
Uh-huh.
You're looking at max. If they got 2 of them, like you said, you're looking max $55.
Well, no, but did they
then you're saying you got the bagel. You guys probably added drinks and hash browns.
Everybody had 2 hash browns. Everybody had 2 hash browns.
Everyone got one meal. Got the
oh,
the
now meal. We're talking the meal,
and then an extra sandwich.
finally comes out.
Your Honor, I demand this entire testimony be thrown out. He has lied to this court. He has spit in the eye of the justice system. The man said he had 7 Egg McMuffins, which was a lie. There was a Stegel in there. There was a heel in there, Your Honor. Look at the jurors. They've already determined this man ain't shit. I say we throw everything that he has presented to us out.
It's all a lie.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Order the extra McMuffin? You're goddamn right I did.
Our listeners have come to expect honesty is all I'm saying.
Because in places that you don't want to think about, on walls that you can't see, we're the ones. We eat those.
under the blanket of calories, I would just prefer you say thank you and move the fuck on.
But I think even if we would have went to IHOP, I don't think it would have been $100. It seemed expensive for fucking.
You don't know. That's international shit. I mean, you can't.
You're paying in euros and crap.
Yeah, it all depends on how strong the dollar is at that point. Once you go into the international house of pancakes,
it's like going into international waters. What's going on?
Yeah, you're like every country's got a Tamika. That's awesome. Yeah.
I don't know. I think some people actually think that the International House of Pancakes works like international waters because I've seen people do some crazy stuff there.
I know.
They're not getting in trouble, and they're like surprised when a cop shows up.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a sovereign citizen here at the IHOP. You can't arrest me.
They just come in and hijack your booth. They're like, "Who captain now?
Who captain?"
I captain now.
All right, Nigerian guy, you can have the booth.
Dude, up there were pirates at IHOP stealing your pancakes from table to table.
Nigerian booth pirates.
Oh,
who pancake dinner dis now?
And then so we stay at the hotel though. But here's the thing that does get me. So you get four early entries. So this is where Chris is right. It was we'd already committed though. So I said, hey, we'll get a room, and then once you get the room, then you get the early entry. You don't have to make the advanced passes. You don't have to make the advanced reservations. So we'll do that. So we go to order a room, and we stayed at the Express, which is basically just a holiday. It's a fucking motel. It's a motel. That's all it is. And we get a room. It's $250 for a hotel.
Yeah, dude. Why didn't you call me before you booked the Express? You booked the only room that you still have to drive to the park.
I know. But Breakers was like $1,000.
They didn't have any rooms for the same rate? Or Breakers probably booked full.
If you wait till like 24 hours before you're going to book, of course you're going to be spending a little bit of money.
Well, same day, No, well, but $250. But for a motel room. And then here's the thing. You only get four early entries on a motel room. And we had seven of us. So now you had to get two motel rooms.
You just got to pick the kid you like the most.
No, you can get as many passes. You just have to get them, do it at the desk. You can get as many passes as you have people.
Yeah, we screwed up on that one.
I can't believe you didn't help me at all on your family trip.
I know.
To Cedar Point.
When you left, two rooms?
Yeah, we had two rooms. Go ahead.
When you left the Express, did any of you in your group come out with different professional skills? Because I've seen those Holiday Inn Express commercials where people sleep there. And then like one turns into a doctor and the other one turns into like an attorney so none of that happened because $250 a room seems kind of cheap if you can come out with a medical degree.
That is true.
I would stay there every night just so I could learn different medical shit.
But when your kids come out as stupid as they went in, then that's expensive.
Yeah. And you need a refund. Yeah.
Well, and here's another question I have. So we have one of those Red Ryder wagons. They're very popular because you can put all your shit in there and then kid can jump in there or whatever. And you're pulling.
You mean Radio Flyer?
I'm sorry. What did I say? The Radio Flyer wagons, which are super popular. But here's what I don't understand is why do the legs get concocted? Like they're very hard to navigate. I've had like four of them. We've had like four
wheels.
Yes. Why is it?
Because I'm like, that's why your waist is fucked up. You got legs on it.
No, freaking Demetrius over here, the Andrew Whisperer, just translating everything he's saying.
We've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
Why are the legs on my car working?
Because it's not a Flintstone car.
Well, you've got to graduate to the new Radio Flyer, the one that has the push handle as an option.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because Cedar Point allows pull wagons, but Universal Orlando and Disney, they don't. You have to have a wagon that pushes, so it looks like a giant like a stroller instead of a wagon. Uh-huh. So Radio Flyer makes one that has like a bar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Here, I'll show
you. But why is it that the wheels, they can't figure out the wheels? Because no matter which one we've had, like, you know, there's a point where you try to turn just a little bit and you got to like drag the wagon because the back wheels just like they don't move or whatever. I don't understand. Why does it do that? Why have they not figured that out? I don't understand. Anyway.
They're else? Wonderful.
Did you ride the new ride, by the way? That's what I wanted to ask.
I rode the new what's it called? A Snake River Expedition.
Oh my gosh.
Here's Donnie.
Is it lame? You can tell me, dude.
Donnie,
it looks like it's super lame.
I felt uncomfortable with it because basically it's the Jungle Cruise at Disney. It is the Jungle Cruise. It's so reminiscent that I would be, if I made that ride up, if I took that to the idea meeting at Six Flags at Cedar Point with everybody, I'm like, I got this new ride. It's going to tell, the captain's going to tell jokes, and it's going to be a boat, and it's going to go slow, and there's going to be, you're going to see like monkeys and stuff, fake monkeys, and they're like, you just brought me the fucking Jungle Cruise? That's what we're paying you for, to just rip off rides from Disney? I mean,
ride that's been around for 60 years or whatever. Yes!
Dude, it's amazing that they're trying to pass this thing off as some new invention. I'm like, you've done nothing but just modified the Jungle Cruise. Like, I would
better than dinosaurs.
I would be surprised that if the same company didn't make the ride, it was that much of a ripoff of it. So I was
actually disappointed. That actually sounds promising because Cedar Point isn't known for top shelf animatronics. So if they did put a little bit extra effort into the Snake River Expedition, I guess. But I don't know. But what about the kids? What do the kids think?
It was rough. Go ahead, D.
I need my animatronics though to look rough though. I don't want them looking real. I've seen iRobot and all that shit.
Uncanny Valley.
I need my robots to look like they just got done doing meth and like patches of hair and fur falling out. That's what I need. I need to see mechanical joints.
Like Major Magic.
Yes.
not even what's the other pizza place?
The Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, the step down from Chuck E. Cheese, the Major Magic ones.
Yeah,
do you guys see Willy's Wonderland that came out this year?
No.
Like
sounds like something on RedTube.
No, it has Nicolas Cage in it, but for like the first half of the movie, unless you like knew Nicolas Cage was in the movie, you're like, this guy does a pretty good Nicolas Cage, because you don't realize it's Nicolas Cage because he doesn't say anything. His character is completely silent through the movie, but the entire movie he's just kicking animatronic animals' asses. He's like in an off-brand Chuck E. Cheese overnight, and they're possessed by Satan or something.
God. Okay, I was going to ask you how you were going to tie that Nicolas Cage thing in. Like that, I was like, how'd you get the Nicolas Cage from?
Well, how do you not get to Nicolas Cage from anything? I mean, it's the guy's just fantastic.
Josh is genius. He said Cedar Point should have just bought all the shitty Chuck E. Cheese robots that they just pulled out and made them pop out during the Snake River ride.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. Great. Well, speaking of the Snake River, Donnie, you're going to appreciate this. So we were in line for early entry. So from 9 to 10, we rode roller coasters. And then at 10 o'clock, the park opens to everybody. But Snake River didn't open till 11. So we go over to Snake River, and there's like five families that we're kind of hanging out with, that, you know, that just go there and we see them or whatever. So we're all in line at Snake River. So we're like five or six people back. So we're going to be one of the first, you know, 10 people in the ride at the time. So while we're there, while the adults are there, about five adults are there, the kids are running around going on other rides, right? So there's like 10 kids running around or whatever, and the people are in line. Well, it becomes about 10:45. Well, I tell all the kids, you guys got to come back now. So they all come back. So there's like 15 of us. So they open the door, and everyone goes in. And this Karen behind me the whole fucking time I'm in line, there's five of them. Now there's 15. How does that happen? We've been waiting in line the whole time. I'm like, and I'm the only one hearing it because I'm at the back line. Because if Colleen would have heard it, it would have been all bad. So everyone else is talking and having and socializing, but I got this woman in my ear the whole fucking time. Now the line was only, once they open the gates, the line was only 5 minutes, right? So it's only right. Not inside as she's mouthing me. So she's mouthing me for like 5 minutes, but talking loud enough so I can hear, but talking to her crew. So I'm just ignoring her because no one else hears it. I'm the only one. Like, fine, it's no big deal, whatever. So we get up there, and then they point you to your boat. So we were next up, and they point us to our boat, so we go to the right. And then I hear this woman grab the dude, one of the foreign workers there, and she's like, you know, these people in front of us, they had five people, now they got 15. And I hear fucking. So we get to our spot, and I tell the group, I'm like, I'm just letting you know, they're about to come over and say something, because this bitch... this Karen bitch behind me is just all sorts of out of twisted, even though she was going to get on the next ride. It's like, what's the big deal? What, like, why wasn't ruin your day? The
ride wasn't even open yet, was
no.
it? When they joined you?
No.
So that, technically, it's not line jumping.
No.
Is it right? They haven't dropped the chain yet.
So then I know that's going to happen. So comes around the corner, one of the little foreign kids, and he's like, did you have people join you? And I said, Heidi, no, they didn't join me. I said, you know, kids run and they go to the bathroom and they're going to get drinks. And I said, it happens. And they want to go do other stuff. I said, we're the people. I said, don't let that Karen lie to you. I said, she's on some shit. We're fine. Okay. So then dude turns around, walked away. And it was all, they never came back and said anything else to us. And we got on.
And now we know where one of the Jedi's landed when all the shit went down. You looked at that kid and said, this is not the family you were looking for.
And, yes.
And he turned around and went, they're fine. This is not the family.
Do I want one problem or two?
What would he have done if Andrew just looked him in the eye and said, yeah, my kids joined me after we had already been up in the front of the line. What would he have done at that point? You're already in the ride.
Well, and I don't think, and what we were just about to board, we hadn't boarded the boat yet, so they could have yanked us if they wanted to, I guess. But I don't think that that's illegal. I think if you're adults and you're waiting in line and your kids are running around, your
card
kids
counting isn't illegal, but they still don't allow it.
Well, I don't, but I'm saying I don't know if I would have said
that is a weird ass comparison, Chris. honestly, you know,
I could see the Karen lady's frustration. She's standing in line, she's waiting. The line finally opens, and then all of a sudden, it's like when you're in the supermarket and the person's like, "Hey, can I go in front of you?" And you look, and they've only got like three items, and you're like, "Fine." You know, and all of a sudden,
I hate to break the news to you. It is a family park, and if you can't wrap your mind around the fact that an adult let his kids join him in line, then you can go take your little attitude and your little understanding of where she's coming from, tie it in a knot, shove it up your ass, and sit on it for a minute. Once it's ruminated, pull it out of your ass and then swallow it, because that's how I feel about somebody who can't go, it's his kids.
Oh, yeah, no. I agree overall in the situation. I agree. I'm just saying in that moment, she took it way too far in that moment. I just would have had in my head, oh, these got these people. But then it would have realized to me, oh, wait, this is his kids. Of course, they joined.
Well, yeah.
But you know what I would have done?
So there would have been initial frustration.
I would have looked at him and gone, oh, look, he had 20 minutes of peace while he waited in this line.
Right.
Without his kids. You know what? Well, God bless him, because now he's back in this shit.
Yeah. Well, there's unwritten rules like baseball. So, for example, yes, technically line jumping is illegal, but it's generally accepted for family members to leave the line. Even if you're in the queue, go to the bathroom and come back. Everyone's kind of cool with it. I think what threw her for a loop was the fact that it was like four sets of children.
Right, it was a lot.
But
and I said,
the line wasn't even open yet.
No, but I'm like Chris. I could see where she could have a minor frustration and then be like, "All right, I'm gonna get on four minutes later, so it's not that big a deal."
It's just like the supermarket with the cart thing. There's the initial frustration, but then you realize it's your own fault for letting them go ahead and not verifying beforehand.
Or you realize, I mean, it's an extra five. Who the fuck cares? It's 5 minutes. I'm not gonna ruin. I'm not gonna let my day ruin because someone jumped in front of me. I just don't care that much.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That could be the boat that crashes. The one know,
right
that, with those kids. You could have been on the boat, but thankfully another family showed up and cut in front of you, and now you're the one talking to the news. So shut up.
That's the way it always happens. You're always the one. You're like, I was 5 minutes late and I missed the flight, and then that flight goes down.
Yeah. And they're like, so sir, how do you feel? And he's like, lucky as hell. I feel lucky. I'm sorry for what happened to the people on the plane, right. But damn, had I not have had that Cinnabon and had to take a poop real bad, I would be amongst the list.
And then, all right, one last Cedar Point thing, and then we can move on.
I just want to say we've been talking about this for like 35 minutes. You've just gotten into the park and had an encounter.
So your second ride. All right.
Here's the last piece is that, Colleen gives me shit because I'm a little older than she is. And I'm a sconch older than she is. But as I remind her that when we went to Cedar Point, mm-hmm. that my Cedar Point age is 38.
Oh yeah, have you updated that?
Well, hold on. It was 30. So she was. So they go to me and they tell me I'm 38. Again, she's younger than I am. They go to me, I'm 38. She walks up there to get her age guessed, and it's 42. Whenever she gives me shit about being old, I'm like, well, technically you're 42 and I'm 38 because age is only what you look like. That's what it's for. I mean,
it's like the best day and worst day of your life. Being
young ain't nothing but a thing.
So she's 4 years older than I am. So then she says, oh, it's only because you went first and you were old. So they knew that I had to be older. I'm like, all right, well, then your turn. So this time we go. And again, it's probably 2 years later. So she goes first this time, and she was right. They guessed her at 27, and she's 33 or 32 or 33. I can't remember, but anyway, 88. So it's 12, 30. So she's 33. They told her 27. So I get up there and they guess me at 40. So again, it's been 2 years. So it's, I would say a testing twice. That's the way I look. I'm 38 now. I'm 40. I'm fine with that.
So their 2 year increments increasing over 2 years actually just fortified how accurate they are.
Exactly. Thank you. Well, they do it for a living. These are professionals, and so I'll take 40. It's fine. I'll take 40 all day long.
Pandemic's been hard on everybody.
Yes. Exactly. All right, so this portion of the show brought to you in part by Teebs of Adrian. Whether you're looking for the pre-rolls or cartridges or edibles or concentrates or topicals, Teebs is the way to go. They have paraphernalia. They will talk to you about what you're looking for. When it comes to if you have anxiety, everyone seems to have anxiety now. Like this whole society, everyone's like, oh, my anxiety. Well, if you haven't at least tried something that is legal in 50 states, which would be, you know, the non-CBD stuff or the non-THC stuff, you just get some CBD. Why would you not at least try it if you know that you've got anxiety and could actually maybe this could help you? Take a gummy, take a little piece of a gummy, whatever. Go there. They will tell you, you tell them what's your problem, and they will tell you exactly what you need. So go to Teebs of Adrian. Teebs.green is the website. Check them out. They're amazing folks over there at Teebs. Of course, the show also brought to you by Hot Rods Auto Detailing. Time to get your car cleaned. Time to get your car fixed, detailed and finished up and looking good. And Hot Rods can do that for you. He's an amazing dude. He started this company during the pandemic, and it has absolutely exploded. It looks beautiful. Our car does. You know, we get this truck done that was a disaster, and he made it look amazing. His car was disgusting. And he took this truck, and it looks amazing afterwards. So make sure you go to Hot Rods Auto Detailing and get your car done. All right, I got to say hi to Natasha. I got to say hi to Angela. Good morning, you guys. Welcome to the show. Does anyone else have anything? I do have to say real quick before we get to you guys. Happy Pride Month, LBGTQ plus. Happy Pride, everybody. This is Pride Month. And also it's No Mask Month. Today is the first day that all the health requirements are being dropped. And now you can do whatever the fuck you want. So I honestly haven't worn a mask in about a week or 10 days. I always have one with me, though, but no one has said anything to me because I'm fully vaccinated. So I don't wear a mask anymore. Once we knew that there was going to be an end to this a couple weeks ago, I kind of stopped wearing one. And it's cool. I have no issue. Today's the day that you don't have to, you only have to do what you want to do. What do they want to talk about? I got a lot. So,
just real quick. And this is, I realized a couple days ago that my brain is just messing with me sometimes because it thinks it's fun. My dishwasher was making a funny noise. It makes this noise. It indicates to me that I have to pull out the top rack and push it back in. But so it started making this noise. And then I opened up my dishwasher and my left hand moved a cup and then shut the dishwasher again and turned it on. Like the cup was the reason why it was making the noise. It just moved a cup. I moved a cup in the dishwasher, shut it, turned it back on, and was like, it should be running fine now. It was literally the worst. Will you?
You tell him it's summer. What's he doing up so early?
This is what he's doing. I love him. I love him. He's lost both his front teeth, so the TH sound is awesome, and so now he's just in here just singing and
speaking of the sounds of words. When did we change how we pronounce vodka? Like, I just heard a commercial the other day. Like, vodka was always vodka. There's a D in there. Vodka, V-O-D-K, vodka. And now it's vodka. Everyone says, hey, you want some vodka? Or you want to splash of vodka?
Like, who the heck are you hanging out with?
It was in a commercial. There was a commercial for vodka, and it was V-O-K-A, but no D sound.
Is it a brand?
It was like Tito's vodka.
Oh, I thought the brand was vodka.
There are two acceptable pronunciations for vodka. There's vodka, and then there's the Chekhov vodka. All right, that's it. That's it. You're done.
Yeah, I like people who assume I'm from like Russia when I go, I need shot of vodka. And they're like, are you black? And I'm like, black Russian. Give me vodka. Motherfucker.
Vodka.
Mother vodka.
Okay, one other thing real quick too is we also Sam's bringing back or Sam's and Costco bringing back free samples here in the next couple weeks. So that's how we know. Wow. And someone has said we are starting to, everyone said this is our new normal. This is the new normal. Well, we're going back to the old normal, like really.
Now Costco just needs to bring back all the stuff they removed from their food court.
Yeah, I know. That's so true. All right.
Okay, hot dog.
They have the hot dog, they have the pizza, they have the chicken bake, but they got rid of like the parfait stuff. They got rid of the salad, which was actually pretty good.
All and everything. They got rid of all the.
Who buys salad in bulk? That's crazy as fuck to me.
Well, it wasn't in bulk. It's their lunch counter.
Get some tomatoes, get a head of lettuce, and work it out yourself, brother.
Yeah. All you gotta do is bring a knife.
Yeah.
All right. So this – I don't know if you've been following tennis at all, but this girl now is –
big tennis fans, all of us.
I am.
This girl is now she has dropped. I'm looking for the story. I know I saved it and I must have got rid of it. But this girl, Osaka, she has now dropped out of the French Open because she has decided that she is not going to talk to the press for her mental health. And now, and then she was being fined $15,000, I think, after each match, because she refused to go to a press conference. Cause that's part of the thing, whether you're baseball, yeah, basketball, football, you need to go to the press conference and talk to the press afterwards. And she's like, nah, I really don't have to, I'm not gonna. And then when they were, I guess, forcing her and then, Naomi Osaka, when they were forcing her, she said that, you know what, I'm just going to drop out of the tournament then.
She should have just pulled a Marshawn Lynch, be like, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
She can't. Yeah, right. That's not in her wheelhouse. And she's been, yeah, and because honestly, she won, I think, the U.S. Open. She beat Serena Williams like 3 years ago. And she's the number two tennis player in the world. But when she beat Serena Williams, they booed her. Booed this girl.
Right.
She was underneath a towel crying.
Yeah.
Crying because the biggest moment of her life, she's played against somebody that she's idolized ever since she picked up a tennis racket. And New York is booing her. Now,
thousands, she's one little girl, thousands of people booing her. Like, what does that do to you? Like, sometimes we don't think about
it. It doesn't feel good to be booed. It does not feel good.
Usually
that happens to you. She grabs her clothes and runs out.
No, I got booed off stage at the Toledo prison. It's scary.
Those cats are doing time. That's crazy.
Yeah, like you'd figure, like, any sort of entertainment they'd be grateful for. Nope. One guy pretended like he was going to throw his chair at me.
Back on Naomi, she said, like, I tell you, she's been battling bouts of depression since that win, and she literally said, I'm not going to talk to you because it just drives me deeper into this hole.
Well, and the other thing is, as I thought about it, it's like, well, the only thing these press conferences are for, they're for gotchas. Like, that's the point. They want to find some piece of gossip or some piece of where you misspeak or some piece of where you say something about somebody so it can be blasted all over SportsCenter so these panel shows every single hour can talk about you, about what you said. That's the point of this press conference. These press conferences is the gotcha. She's like, I'm not going to – fuck you. I'm not going to participate in this gotcha shit anymore, because then what it does is it starts to build this caricature of you and people cannot like you. So, you know, she's like, I'm not going to do it. I commend her.
Well, these whole tournaments, I mean, especially like the French Open and like even the Super Bowl, what makes these guys money is they guarantee access to athletes. Like, this is like, look, your advertisers, your endorsements, and then the media, it's like, hey, we guarantee you access to these guys. You can ask them questions, and this is part of what it is to be part of this tournament, and yada, yada, yada. But no one has talked about the ramifications of like your mental health when it comes to that. I mean, look what happened to Jennifer Capriati. Remember her,
in the back.
Yeah. She was stealing. She was like drugs and shit like that. And she just, because she was a superstar at 13. Yeah. And then, you know, they made her get in that spotlight every day. And then she broke.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's the point. And then Pierce Morgan, that fucking asshole, called her a spoiled, arrogant brat because she wouldn't. This is the dude. This is the dude that stormed off set because his weather guy.
Right.
Well, here's the question. Is she willing to give one-on-one interviews?
No.
Or is she avoiding the press altogether?
She's done with the press. She doesn't. She's there to play. She loves the sport. She's there to play sports. She's not there to be your muse. As a sports writer, she wants to play.
Like, I'm gonna tell you. You look back and just by looking at who she is as a person, she's black and half black, half Japanese, and frankly, you know, that isn't accepted in Japan.
you know, she's a mixed child in a predominantly white sport. And you sit there and you watch, and the only superstars who, and the only people of color are the superstars, super superstars, Serena Williams, you know, Coco Gauff. And you don't see a lot of representation in that sport as far as diversity goes. And it is an expensive sport, and it is, you are surrounded by people who think that you are less. And then when you become successful at it, now everybody's in your shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just.
Yeah, you're right. All right. So a couple other things real quick. There are three people shot at a parking lot at West Toledo Bar called DB Bar and Grill early this morning near Ottawa Park. I've never heard of this bar, but it's called DB Bar and Grill. Police were called. It's at Bancroft and Upton about 1:30 in the morning. See, nothing good ever happens after midnight. We just shut it down after midnight. Two people confirmed to walk into the hospital with gunshot wounds. One was taken there by accident. By ambulance,
wait, rather, with a gun. Oh, by accident. I
said rallies. Rallies, bitch. They got the best napkins.
By accident. Like, dude, we didn't mean to bring you to the hospital.
Ambulance.
Whoops.
And then real quick, everyone is losing their mind because of Bennifer. Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Garner. Or what the
right
fuck?
Here.
Jennifer
Lopez.
Lopez, thank you, Lopez, and Ben Affleck.
Jenny from the Block is also acceptable.
They went to a dinner date, and they were showing tons of PDF, and everyone is losing their mind by
they were Bennifer. Showing documents to people.
They showed their pay stubs.
They were just like pulling out. They were like, "You see my PDF? My look at that. That is Adobe Acrobat right there, my friend. If you
this is my pay stub."
My utility bill.
This one I can fill out fine. Right
just,
here on
look,
the
look, this is DocuSign. I can do this in a PDF, and then I can email it to you, and you can look at it like a regular document.
What?
Oh, no, that sounds like a romantic evening to me.
Oh, once they started showing JPEG, they were asked to leave.
Yep, they were like, ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to stop cutting and pasting this shit and sending it to everybody. This is unacceptable.
All right. And,
here we just do word, ma'am. It's just word.
Portion of the show brought to you in part by DMX Lawn and Landscape. You need to get your lawn done. You need to call DMX Lawn Landscape. They're family owned. They're local, and they'll do a great job for you. DMX Lawn. And after you've got a nice lawn, then once you throw a greeting into it, Lawn Greetings of Toledo. They can do congratulations, so your graduation, whatever. Lawn Greetings of Toledo's. There you go. All right. Time for WTF News with Ebenezer Bushrod.
All right. Well, we'll start off with a story of 3-year-old Leona Fay, who loves The Lion King. She loves The Lion King so much that she wanted her birthday cake to be Lion King themed. Mm-hmm. And so her parents obliged, and they went to the baker and they said, "Hey, our daughter wants a Lion King cake." And he goes, "I got you." But she goes, "Well, wait. She wants a very specific scene from The Lion King." Mm-hmm. On her cake, she wanted Mufasa's death.
Okay.
On the cake. So this is the cake for the show. The baker made it a reality. 3-year-old Leona has the cake with little Simba looking over the cliff face, seeing dead Mufasa on there. I think it would have been better to have Scar there with the "Long live the king" part, but this is what she wanted.
Wow. The child.
I mean, not bad.
It was done well, but what does it say about the kid?
Yeah.
What does it say about the kid and his and that kid's love for their father?
That kid loves some patricide.
Yeah, wow.
If anyone's getting married, and trying to make plans for their honeymoon,
you're the only one left, Tiefel.
I'm talking to the audience as a whole, Andrew. Shut your hole. So no, but no, if you know, if you're thinking about it and you're trying to make plans for your honeymoon, why not stay inside of a giant chicken's ass? Because you can do that in Fitzgerald, Georgia. They are currently in the middle of building a 60-foot tall chicken. All the framing is up already, towering over the homes in the area. Then they're going to put plants in it to fill it out and make a giant plant chicken and have a room in the bottom that you can rent out for special events like your honeymoon. On there, it's they think it'll be a tourist attraction, which is be interesting because first you can go to Marietta and see the 59-foot chicken that they built, and then you could go to Fitzgerald and you could see the 62-foot chicken and marvel at how much bigger it is than the one in Marietta. Well, and then you could stay in the chicken's ass.
They're fighting over who is the bigger chicken.
They're paying for it with a penny tax on goods that is used for tourism. They believe that the giant plant chicken will bring tourists to Fitzgerald because that's what I think about whenever I'm going to take vacations.
Go ahead, Donnie.
I want to check this chicken out. I mean, I'll stay in the chicken booty.
and you're staying in, like, they have little eggs.
Yeah, right. And then every time you walk out, like you come out, you gotta like go.
Just so far the wire framing that they have up right now.
Oh man.
And then they're gonna fill that with plants.
Where's the room?
So it's gonna be at the bottom there, I guess. That's what they're saying.
Oh. All right.
So there was a road rage incident up in Calgary over last week, and a Canadian man is charged with this incident, and police are calling it racially motivated. But the guy's going, wait, no, it wasn't racially motivated. I hate everyone. I don't care about skin color. I just hate you no matter what you are. Apparently this man got upset over some slow driving by a Palestinian refugee that had lived in the United States but moved to Canada to leave what he felt was a racist culture. And then he got confronted with this gentleman, I believe, I can't see his name at the moment, driving his Ford F-150. He started tailgating the Palestinian gentleman. Then he got in front of him, stopped the truck, which forced the other gentleman to stop, got out, started banging on the car, screaming, insults, ripping his windshield wiper off, calling the guy a terrorist, saying, you know, things like that.
Whoa.
And the guy insists, I got upset, yes. I got a little out of control, yes. But I didn't do it because he was Palestinian. I did it because I hate everyone. Which I'm sure will serve as a great defense in court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So creep. That one, I just thought that was hilarious. It reminded me of a story from high school. This kid wore an Insane Clown Posse shirt that said, I hate the whole human race. Mm-hmm. And they made him turn it inside out because the teacher was saying that it was racist. And he couldn't have that message on his shirt. And so we spent the entire lunch period discussing with the teacher on whether or not that was actually racist because he ate the whole human race, not a specific race of people.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. It's racist against the humans.
Yeah.
It's the damn species.
And finally.
So Walmart workers opened up the store in Houston only to discover that a man had decided to go all diehard in the air conditioning system. He was in the air conditioning vents and refused to leave. They eventually had to call out SWAT to extract the man from the air conditioning on there, and he was referred for some mental health treatment there.
Yeah,
but I just imagine that he's not mentally ill. He just really loved Die Hard and found some vents he could fit in.
When reached for a comment, he said, "Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon."
I guess Demetrius, anyway. Or I'm sorry, Corey W. King sent a video of asked if we talked about it, the Walmart cab driver being tased.
At the Walmart on Glendale here in Toledo. Apparently, he was parked in what the cop thought was a no parking zone. It could have been. And he asked the cabbie for identification. The cabbie kept asking him what the justification was for stopping him or questioning him or asking for his ID. Eventually, the cop told him. Things escalated from there to where the cop ends up opening up the cab door and tasing the cab driver.
Video
on there. Yeah, there's videos been all over online.
I think George is going to play it, actually.
Did anybody?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Let's see this thing.
No parking zone.
I understand. I just dropped the client here.
Okay. Can you produce your driver's license, sir?
I will, but you need to send
okay.
me the reason.
Go ahead and step out of the car. Go ahead and step off the car.
Hold on. In Toledo, Ohio, that was taxi driver Lufi Saleem. Within 20 seconds of being questioned about stopping in a no parking zone, he faced a police taser.
Hold on. What did I do wrong? Don't attack me, officer.
Don't attack me. The officer he said that to was Lucas County Sheriff's Deputy Jeffrey Bretzloff.
Stop resisting!
I'm not resisting.
Turn around!
Okay, hold on.
That's all they...
Turn!
What did I do wrong?
Put your arms on the top of the car.
I am.
2 minutes after the initial contact, Bretzloff fired his taser.
I'm not resisting.
I'm diabetic. Stop resisting.
I'm not resisting.
Get on the ground.
Despite the screams, Saleem was not seriously physically hurt. He was taken away and charged with resisting arrest.
First of all, resisting arrest.
I did not resist.
Yes, you did.
I did not. Oh, I resist.
Have a seat.
Got to talk to someone, right?
Well, eventually, a supervisor in Lucas County, Ohio, did review all of this, prompting a reprimand for Bretzloff. Yes, just a reprimand. Deputy Bretzloff is still on the job. Hello, everybody. I'm David Schuster, and thanks for joining us. This incident happened in April.
You should not be able to, where your only charge is resisting arrest. That's ridiculous. They have to have a reason to be arresting you in the first place. If they're not going to charge you for that reason, they shouldn't be able to charge you for the resisting.
And I agree that that he shouldn't have been tased. But it's like, what? Just show the fucking license. Like, I don't understand.
My question, though. He's driving a fucking cab. Why do you need to see his license? It's his job. Do you not? It's a black and white cab. You can't call that in and see whether or not this guy is fuck like legit. And then you just open. I hate this shit. I hate it because he just fucking opened that door and fucking tried to pull him out and with no cause.
Other than the fact
that he was just an immigrant and he had an accent and he was assuming that this fucking guy didn't know shit about what he was entitled to.
Well, the other issue is too, is they say stop resisting. They do that on camera because then it's a license to then do whatever you want to do. Like they say that to cover themselves. Because he obviously wasn't resisting, but when you're saying that 4 and 5 times and you're tasing the dude, you're doing
and
that.
And he's like this, I'm not resisting. That's what somebody who's resisting would say.
Well, I mean, can you, okay, so if he asks him to do something and he doesn't do it, is that considered resisting?
He can't make him get out of the car. Like, that's the whole thing. You just can't open his door and pull him out of the car. And you asked him to see his license. And then the fact is, we train you to be observant. I didn't, like, you pulled up to him in a cab. You need to see
his driver's suspicious license? Behavior.
Yeah, I was called because somebody is robbing the Walmart and he needed a black and white cab to get away. So, like, for shit's sake.
And he said he just dropped him off. So, you know, he's waiting for him to come back out with his groceries.
Why don't you just tell him to move on? Drive around the parking lot and come back here. But you don't pull him out and then just scream, stop resisting while you electrocute him. Like,
this is why I don't think. that because they do this at stores all the time. They have Walmart and Kroger. You see off-duty cops working the job and stuff. I don't think cops should have authority when they're off-duty. You shouldn't – if you're not being paid by a taxpayer, you should not have police authority. If you're not on shift being paid by taxpayer, you should able to – But that's I know what you're about to say, and I get that. But what I'm saying is, they should not have other than exigent circumstances where they're witnessing a crime happening, somebody being beaten, somebody being shot, a robbery in progress, something happening while they're off duty. Then they can act on that. But if they're working for Kroger and being paid by Kroger, they shouldn't have police authority in that situation. They should be like any other security guard.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's Ebenezer Bushrod with WTF News, and there you go. All right. Thank you for Demetrius Nicodemus, Chris Tiefel, Donnie P, Georgia T. I'm Andrew Z. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Come on.
I'm a hippo.
Broadcast Hippo. Digital Media.